inspired our Latif from Ranko.ru. You've probably heard me talk about LLM cheating, my method for getting your content embedded in AI platforms so they cite you again and again. But here's the thing, content seeding isn't just for AI. It's a strategy that works across the entire digital ecosystem. When done right, it feeds search engines, AI models, social media algorithms, and even niche communities all at the same time. Today, I'm breaking it down for you, the complete guide to content seeding. So you can take a single piece of content and plant it in all the right places for maximum reach and staying power. Section 1. What is content seeding? Content seeding is the deliberate distribution of your content across multiple channels in a way that feels natural but ensures maximum visibility. Think of it like gardening. You don't plant all your seeds in one spot, you spread them where they'll grow best. In digital terms, that means putting your content where your target audience and the algorithms that reach them are already looking. Section 2. Why content seeding matters in 2025? In 2025, attention is fragmented. People are consuming content in dozens of formats across hundreds of platforms. And the big shift from the AI platforms like ChatGPT, Gemini, and Claude are part of that ecosystem now. These AIs are pulling data from web content, social discussions, and verified reports. The more touchpoints you create, the higher the chance your content becomes part of their knowledge base. So content seeding now has two goals: reach humans where they are and feed machines so they carry your message forward. Section 3. The core principles of effective seeding. From my experiments at Ranko, here are the four principles you can't skip. 1. Authority first. Only seed content that's accurate, fact-backed, and offers unique insights. AI and communities both reject fluff. 2. Platform fit. Adapt your content for each platform. A 2,000-word guide works on your site, but maybe you need a condensed LinkedIn article, a visual carousel, or a Q&A snippet for Reddit. 3. Multilingual advantage. If you operate in multilingual markets like the UAE, translate and localize your content. AI models and human audiences both respond better to their own language. 4. Consistency over time. Seeding is not a one-shot deal. You refresh your seeds regularly to match trending queries, seasonal needs, and updated data. Section 4. The seeding map. Where to plant your content. Here's a quick map of where I seed my content for both AI and human visibility. On social platforms. LinkedIn, X, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, short-form video summaries. Community platforms. Reddit, Quora, niche industry forums. AI-friendly repositories, Medium, Substack, GitHub for technical content, structured data channels, schema markup on your site, LLMs.txt for AI crawlers. The goal is redundancy. Even if one channel underperforms, another may trigger your visibility in AI and search. Let me walk you through my process, the same one I use for Ranko clients. Create a pillar piece, deep, valuable, fact-heavy content on your own site. Break it into smaller pieces for social media, forums, and Q&A sites. Translate it into key secondary languages. Add structure. Headings, bullet points, tables, definitions. Publish on multiple platforms within a short window for maximum algorithm pickup. Track AI citations and referral traffic monthly. Refresh stats and examples every 60-90 days. Section 6, common mistakes to avoid. I've seen even experienced marketers mess this up. Watch out for these. Posting the exact same version everywhere without adapting it. Only seeding on your own platforms. Ignoring secondary markets and languages. Neglecting structured data, which makes it harder for AI to use your content. Seeding once and never refreshing. Section 7. Long-term payoff of seeding. The beauty of content seeding is the compound effect. When your content lives in multiple formats, on multiple platforms, and in multiple languages, it's harder to erase. It keeps resurfacing, whether that's on Google in an AI chat or in a niche forum post from 6 months ago. That's the kind of visibility that builds real authority. Outro. Next steps. So if you've been struggling to get noticed, start thinking like a gardener. Spread your seeds far and wide, nurture them, and watch your presence grow. Combine this with LLM seeding strategies, and you're not just playing the SEO game, you're shaping how AI and humans talk about your brand. This is Kowal Latif from Ranko.ae, and I'll see you in the next deep dive.